Well done, Victoria. How does that feel?
Fantastic. It was, I really wanted to do a good round today. I just wanted to get round on the horse and give him a good ride, a ride that he deserved, because he's Pasha de Polder is a lovely horse, and I feel very honoured and lucky to be allowed to ride such a wonderful animal.
It's been quite a long road. What were your thoughts on the way back from Fakenham?
Very frustrated, but also I know that this sport is full of, you know, thrills and spills, and that can happen. It's racing. When I started this challenge, people said, you know you're going to fall off, don't you? And I was like, yeah, I know I'm going to fall off. But it's a very small price to pay for the joy you get in riding a thoroughbred racehorse.
And, of course, today the pressure was increased by what went on at Fakenham. You jumped him out in front and immediately got into a good rhythm.
Yes, I didn't want to be caught out again at the start. A couple of point-to-points recently, I've done the same thing. I've been a bit trying to be relaxed and calm, and then really missed the start, and I didn't want to do it again. So I tried to pop out quite handy and get in amongst the race early.
Now, you're very experienced, obviously, within the sporting sphere, but you mentioned yourself you have developed very quickly a genuine admiration for horse racing, and you really have got stuck in, if you like. It's not just about the days we see you out on the horse here.
No, I love riding out. I feel joy driving to the yard in the morning and seeing all the horses' faces. I love the sound of them munching haylage. I love everything about them. And being able to gallop a racehorse, the feeling you get, or school a racehorse over jumps, it's like you're flying. Nothing really compares to it. It's such a special and exclusive feeling, and I feel very lucky to have been given a chance to find my way into this sport, and it's one that I'm not going to be leaving soon.
You've sat astride bikes, etc., but is it the fact that you're sitting on a living, breathing animal, as opposed to a sort of inanimate object, that, if you like, seems to excite you even more than the cycling?
Well, you know, bikes are great. I've had a lovely career in cycling, and I would never change a thing, and without it I would never be here. But it's the partnership you have with a horse. It's learning about their personalities, the way they move, the feel. It's all so different, every horse you meet. I've ridden 65 different horses so far this year, and every single one of them is different, and it just amazes me. I feel honoured to be able to do this right now, I really do.
And finally, of course, the challenge is to ride at the Fox Hunters at the Cheltenham Festival. The decision, I believe, is going to be formally announced next Monday, and you might be in point-to-point action prior to that.
I will be. I'll definitely be doing some point-to-points before that, and I'll just see what the experts around me decide, and we'll go with their choice, but I'm still going to be riding the rest of the season.
Well, many congratulations today, and best of luck for your future riding career.
Thank you very much.